holy letters of the Rebbe in volume 20, in volume 15. Volume 15 in Baruch Hashem, the letter number 5384, the 20th of Nisan, Tavshin Yud Zayin, Brooklyn. This is a relative of the Rebbe, Baruch Shimon Sheyichya Schneerson. He was a relative of the Rebbe's, and he was the Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshivas Shebin. And it was a yeshiva in Yerushalayim, actually, not too far where they had the Shikun Chabad over there when I was in Eretz Yisrael, in Israel. But in any event, so he's a relative of the Rebbe. His last name is Schneerson. So he says, Shalom Uvracha. The Rebbe says, after a very long interruption, it was pleasant to me to receive your letter, Erev Shabbos HaGodol, that was before Pesach, before the big Shabbos, with the good news that you have tested the students of the school, Ola Yosef Yitzchak Lubavitch, that is the Mincha, and that you found that they were successful in their studies. So the Rebbe says, prays that they should be seeing and fitting to the name of this institution. They should see things and they should fit the name. It's called Lubavitch Ole Yosef Yitzchak. So that means that when they will conduct themselves fitting to the wishes of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, with all the titles over here. And the Rebbe says, it is my hope, his hope, that of the Rebbe was that amongst all the educational Lubavitch institutions, amongst all educational institutions that are pure and holy, which are authentic education, and it is known how much he invested in these institutions from his soul powers and his essence. He invested till he self-sacrificed to make sure that these institutions will be and run and proper. So the Rebbe says, therefore it's understood, based upon our sages tell us about Jewish shepherds, meaning leaders, the Rebbe. They say over there in the Gemara, just like while he was here, he was standing and serving Hashem. Now also in heaven, he's serving Hashem and he is awakening great compassion for all those that were educated by these institutions, those who supported the Rosh Mesifta, the head of the classes, the Mashpim, the spiritual guides, and those that support to make for them that they should be successful physically and spiritually. The Rebbe continues basically to pray for them, and he is beseeching Hashem for great compassion for all those who are educated, support, whether any part you have in the school, Resh Mesifta, Mashpim, those who help financially in any part, that they will have success both physical and spiritual. As the Rebbe says, as we find ourselves in the days of Chag HaMatzis, the time of our freedom, so may there be true freedom from all matters that distract, from all matters of Torah mitzvahs, from all matters that of service of Hashem, with joy and gladness of heart. The Rebbe says, with honor, with blessing, for good news and all the above. And the Rebbe says that for the sanctity of the Yom Tov, the Rebbe doesn't sign it by himself, and the secretary signs it for him. So here, this Baruch Shimon Schneerson, he tested, I guess, some of the students. He gives the Rebbe a nice report how the kids are doing. And the Rebbe is very pleased, and he says that he's hopeful and that the children who carry the name Ola Yosef Yitzchak, the school name, the name of the previous Rebbe, that they will live up to what his expectation, and also that he blesses everybody. And the Rebbe I missed this piece before, that the Rebbe says, as we're standing in the days of the festival of Matzahs, which is the time of freedom. So may there be a flow of freedom, of true freedom, from all matters that distract in Torah and mitzvahs, and from anything else that holds back the service of Hashem with joy and gladness of heart. And the Rebbe says, with honor and blessing for good news and all the above. So the Rebbe blesses him also for a festival of freedom, should bring about freedom in all things, or no worries. This is some of the line the Rebbe has used a lot before as well. And the Rebbe blesses him with a, you know, with the Yom Tov.